in what used to be in Lenny's basement and shit. And where we at? The come up. Yeah. On the rail,
homie, on the rail. 1690. Welcome back to another episode of The Come Up. I'm your host, the white boy with sauce. How are y'all feeling tonight, bro? It's always a great day here in the city. You know, the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the rain is raining really hard for some reason, and yeah, we have like wildfires all of a sudden. Shout out to that. Be safe, stay safe. I don't know where they came from, but whatever. Tonight we have a long-awaited episode with the one and only VO, who is here with us in the building. Can't wait to get into that. But before we get into that, we got three new songs, right? We got one song from the one and only Vice called Gorgeous. Bro, this song is actually insane. I met him for the first time yesterday at the Vampreol X Corpse party event. Something, whatever. It was insane. He's actually the one behind Deli K's and Shortcake's music. And yo, if you guys know their music, you're gonna love his music, because yo, this is fire. It's insane. Can't wait for you guys to hear it for the first time. We also got a new single that just dropped right now by the one and only Jay called Way Too Many Drinks. And yo, I got to hear this before anyone else, and I'm so happy it's out, because you're gonna see, it's amazing. It's everything you can expect from him and more. And we also got a brand new song. Well, I'm not sure if it's brand new, but brand new to me, I don't care. It's called Bold by Osamwa. I'm pretty sure, I hope I pronounced that right. Osamwa, whatever. It's insane. We played him last week. We're playing him again because it's so fire. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. I'm excited. It's going to be an amazing episode. Can't wait for you guys to tune in. So, yo, without further ado, we're going to start out with Bold by Osamwa. Really, I hope I pronounced that right. But, yo, tap in, guys. Let's get it. 1690 to come up. Let's get tonight started.
I'm not afraid to
show you all of me. And different emotions take control of me. And it seems like these few months you got a hold on me. And you've been patient and holding. Yeah, hold on to me, baby, hold on me. And it don't take much for you to hold on. Hold on to me, baby, hold on. Cause it get way too complicated. Yeah, it get way too complicated. Yeah, way too many dreams in there. Way too many dreams in there. And I just want you right here.
That was Gorgeous by Vice. Literally, no pun intended. That song is actually insane, bro. I can't wait to have him on the show one day, bro. That is actually melodic. It's levitating. I feel like I'm levitating out of my seat. Like, it's just such a good song, bro. I can't wait to have him on the show, bro. However, tonight is about the one and the only VO, bro. Give it up for VO, everyone.
How's everybody doing?
Yeah, we live, bro. How you doing, man?
Pretty good, bro. Pretty good. What you been up to, bro?
We've been living. We've been surviving. We've been I'm excited to take my week off next week, but we're lit. But like, not a week off as in like no radio, but like, you know, just a little R&R. You know, we're going to Messina. We're gonna be gambling, maybe, hopefully. Yes, sir. It's gonna
be
lit,
big, bro. You're
I don't condone gambling because we're not supposed to talk about that on the radio. But
we do not promote gambling.
We do not promote gambling unless you win. Not the point. So let's get right into it, shall we? So, tell the viewers a little bit about yourself. Who is Vio?
Well, I'm an artist from Ontario. It's a small town in Ontario. I started about 2 years back. I stopped for a little bit to take time to myself. I recently started again. I got into, like, I found my sound. I found, like, I like my melodic music more. You know what I mean? So then, yeah, I kind of just started doing it. I think I did really good. So now I'm here, bro. Now I'm here.
Now you're here, man. It's quite a story. Quite the story. Yeah, so, yo, how long have you been making music for?
Well, so I started when I was young. So I originally started probably in, like, 2020. And then I took a break in, like, 2021, 2022 to focus on sports and, like, football and stuff like that. And then I just recently came back, probably, I'd say, I think, like, the week that me and you started talking and everything was, like, that was maybe 2 weeks after I started up again. I kind of just started up and just started pushing my stuff on IG, pushing my stuff on social media, and it worked, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely did work, bro. Honestly, bro, you've been making yourself known, bro. I respect it.
Thank you.
It's been really cool seeing you blow up for the past few days, bro. It's really cool.
Thank you.
So, yo, talk to us about your music in general. What are your influences, like, when it came to making music?
Melodic, to be honest. Girls, to be honest. I really started off on, like, some heartful stuff, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, and it kind of helped. And then once I found my sound and everything, I got more into it. I've got, like, kind of, like, compared to, like, Tekka, but I don't really see it. Like, melodic music like that, you know what I mean? It's kind of like you're singing and you're rapping and stuff. I like it, though. I think once it really starts getting pushed more, people are going to start seeing the sound, and I think they're going to like it a lot. I think it's a good new sound.
100%. Yo, the sound is very experimental, especially, like, it's more, like, on the come up. Not literally. But, no pun intended. But what's fun about melodic stuff is that, like, the most unexpected person could do it and do it well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's very cool about it.
Yeah.
But honestly, I like what you're doing. I think it's very cool.
Thank you.
It's very unique.
Thank you.
You definitely stand out, and that's what we need in Montreal too.
Yes, sir.
So you are from Alexandria.
Yeah.
The music scene is pretty small.
Yeah.
You know, there's you. There's a few other artists that we have.
Chase, man. Wish he was here today, man.
Shout out to him, bro. He was supposed to be here. Supposed to make a little cameo.
Yeah. Shout out Chase. Shout out Fur.
Shout out to them, bro. They've been here for the past few episodes, bro. It's been back to back to back.
They're moving, bro.
They definitely moving, bro. 233. They've been doing some crazy stuff, bro. But yo.
Yeah.
Shout out to them, bro. But yo, you've also been making crazy content. You've been on your grind.
Thank you.
Let me ask you this. Is it hard to keep being consistent?
It really depends. I mean, usually the way that I think about it is like, damn, like, I have to post today. Like, I have to post. And, like, sometimes I'll be like, but it's really not. Like, it takes, like, I'd say probably to edit your video, it's probably about 20 minutes, you know?
Mm.
If you just you're willing and you're willing to put in the dedication and willing to put in the time, it's not that bad. It's not that hard to stay consistent. I can't really talk because I've stopped, like, a couple times. But the most I'll take is, like, a week off, and then I'll start pushing more. But I wouldn't say it's hard. It's time consuming. But if you're willing to do it, then it's not hard at all.
I think the most important thing to do while you're doing that is to make sure you enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
Because you don't want it to be considered a chore. Because after, it takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, you're doing this to, like, you know, have fun. You know what I mean? Especially if, like, if you're doing it for, like, a hobby, or if you're just doing it because you actually want to do it. But, like,
exactly,
it's fun. Like, it's also pretty fun. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
For the Instagram, I'm the one who also, like, edits, like, all my stuff.
That's good,
the
bro.
The TikToks, the two fabulous girls got that under control. You know, we just did another TikTok behind the scenes. They were dancing and doing the, what is it, bachata or salsa?
It was lit.
It was salsa. Got a little spice, you know?
Yeah.
The white boy with sauce and like, what is it? What's Chinese sauce? What is it? It's like, what, noodles?
Ramen.
Ramen. Where we got ramen and something kosher. I don't know. But anyways, not about that. It's important to surround yourself with people who could also chip in with doing good content. And it's fun. It's a good time. So speaking of, like, doing content, do you also, like, besides like making music, like do you also like produce and like?
Well, I don't really produce. I produce my own music. Like I engineer and I mix my own music, but right. I don't make beats and everything. I've never really got into it. I've thought about it a lot. It's pretty easy to do if you know how like what you're doing. You know everything. It's pretty easy to do. I've never really personally got into it. Making beats isn't really my thing, but.
I feel you.
I would. If I ever got, like, the opportunity to do it, I definitely would try it, for sure.
100%. And let's say if you did were to make beats, what would your style be? More melodic, or would you venture out into something else?
Definitely the type of stuff that I do. Like, melodic trap, like, kind of thing. Like, you know, keep, like, loud 808s and just melodic melody, you know what I mean? I do a lot of that. It'd be very melodic. I don't think I'd probably experience, once I got, like, better, I'd definitely experience into different genres and everything, but that's what I would do, most definitely stick into my melodic route.
I like that. So, yeah, without further ado, we're actually going to listen to two of your songs. These are some unreleased. Am I correct?
Yeah, so two of them are.
Two of them are. All right, we got two songs. One of them has no file name. It's the one with two. It's 2 minutes and 37 seconds. I don't know if you know that one. It's the first song off the USB key.
I'm not sure. It could be, I think it might be Say That You Love Me, or it could be Rack. It's one of the two.
It might be that the second one. Yeah, so that one. And we also got Shawty Just Tell Me the Truth.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
so
me and Chase. That's unreleased, yeah.
Ooh, okay, we're getting a little exclusive.
Yeah, you guys got two exclusives. So Tell Me the Truth and Dirty Fanta are two unreleased songs. Me and Chase just recently finished them, and they're pretty fire.
Well, yeah, I can't wait to hear them, bro. So, yeah, without further ado, bro, this is some unreleased music from VO. It's first time on the radio. Let's get it. 1690, bro.
Hey Soho, yeah. Mabel, yeah. Tell him.
I got a rack in my pocket, a rack in my pocket. I got a whole rack in my jeans. I got a bin in my jeans, a bin in my jeans, a bin in my jeans. I can see. I got the girl of my dreams, the girl of my dreams, the girl of my dreams on my sleeve. I got the girl of my dreams, the girl of my dreams, the girl of my dreams on my sleeve. I got a rack in my pocket, a rack in my pocket. I got a whole rack in my jeans. I got a bin in my jeans, a bin in my jeans, a bin in my jeans. I can see. I got the girl of my dreams, the girl of my dreams, the girl of my dreams on my sleeve. I got the girl of my dreams, the girl of my dreams, the girl of my dreams on my leash. How you gon' tell me you love me, then tell me you love me, then tell me to go out and leave? I got a phone, my two, a phone, my two, a phone, my two, I can't speak. I got a rack in my pocket, a rack in my pocket, I go out, I switch on the beam. How you gon' tell me to pull up, then tell me to pull up, then pull up, and tell me to leave? I got a rack in my pocket, a rack in my pocket, I got a whole rack in my jeans. I got a bin in my jeans, a bin in my jeans, a bin in my jeans, I can see. I got a rack in my pocket, a rack in my pocket, I got a whole rack in my jeans. Shawty gon' watch how I move, then watch how I move, then watch how I move when I leave. How you gon' tell me to leave, then tell me to leave, then get my when I really go. I got a bin in my jeans, a bin in my jeans, I gotta go flip on a hoe. Tell me you love me, then tell me you love me, then tell me to go out and leave. I got a phone, my two, a phone, my two, a phone, my two, I can speak. I got a rack in my pocket, a rack in my pocket, I go out, I switch on the beam. How you gon' tell me to pull up, then tell me to pull up, then pull up, and tell me to leave. I got a rack in my pocket, a rack in my pocket, I gotta go switch on the beam. The shiny move up with a team. I got a bin, I can lose. I got a rack, I can lose. I got a bin, I can see.
Said I spent a rack on my shoes. Yeah, I spent a band in my shoes. Yeah, shawty just tell me the truth. Yeah, shawty just tell me the truth. Yeah, shawty just tell me the truth. Shawty just tell me the truth. Shawty just tell me the truth. Shawty won't say that she love me. Shawty, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Five shots and he does. Shawty, just tell me you love me, then tell me you love me, then maybe I won't give a fuck.
I got a band in my pocket, a band in my pocket, all I can think about is lies.
Park you on race and I'm dodging the problems, and Shawty won't say that it's never enough.
Enough, enough, yeah. Shawty say it's not enough. She said I'm broke, but I'm up, yeah. She said I'm broke, but I'm up. She seen a band in my pocket. She asked me, boy, what's up, fuck? She asked if I'm trying to be locked in. I told her, like, baby, of course. Like, baby, you the one I adore. I promise I ain't no more.
Yeah, said I spent a rack on my shoes. Yeah,
I spent a band in my shoes. Yeah, shawty, just tell me the truth. Yeah, shawty, just tell me the truth.
Two shows back to back. 7 artists. All profits to Solidarity Across Borders. Something Fest 2026.
We're excited to present 2 shows for this year's festival. A co-presentation with Yapdog Records from 5 to 7 at Shakti Rock Gym, and a blow-up bash at Ausgang Plaza later that night featuring Superstar Crush, Terracuna, and Palomine. Full festival passes are available at somethingfest.ca or on Instagram at somethingfestmtl. And join us for a free all-ages art market on July 18th at Parquet. Give yourself something to do on July 25th at SomethingFest.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
We back at it again, bro. You just heard 2 back-to-back bangers by V.O., man. How you feeling right now, man?
Pretty good, bro. Pretty good. Pretty lit.
Pretty lit.
How you feeling, bro?
Indeed, bro. It's pretty hot in here, as usual.
It is pretty hot.
I think I'm building an intolerance to it.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like a firebender, bro. Low-key.
Hell yeah.
You know what a firebender... Okay. You don't know Avatar?
Nah. I never watched it. I never really got into Avatar like that. I'm not gonna lie. Never really got into Avatar.
Oh, you said
like that
in the wrong room. Cammy lit up like a Christmas.
I apologize.
I've never seen Cammy actually like be so excited to talk about the Fire Nation, bro. Low-key, she would definitely be part of the Fire Nation. She would not like the Air Nomads whatsoever. Guaranteed. The Air Nomads were wiped out by the Fire Nation because they like to power... It's pretty fun. It's pretty cool.
I heard they're long movies, though.
Long movie? That's the blue people. No. Oh.
Yeah, that's who I thought you were talking about, bro. I'm like, what are you talking about?
No. All right, guys. This was a fun time. We're going to call it the show. I'm talking about, like, Avatar, The Last Airbender. You know what? The little bald kid with the arrow?
I know what it is, yeah. The guy from Fortnite.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, the guy from Fortnite,
He is on Fortnite.
Yeah, bro, the guy from Fortnite. Come on, lock in, bro.
I'm upset because I also have his skin on Fortnite, but fuck. What shows do you like, anyway?
I don't really watch TV, bro. I'm not going to lie. I don't really watch movies. Like, well,
really?
Movies I'll watch, not TV shows.
Okay, what movies do you like?
My favorite movie.
Movies are a big thing here on the come up, even though we're talking
I'm definitely a big fan of Spider-Man.
I love Spider-Man,
Definitely. I love Spider-Man, too.
Yeah, okay, which one do you like the most?
Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man is definitely the best one. Spider-Man 2, where he goes into Venom. Nah, that's sick. That's a good movie right there.
I don't want to call you out right now.
But you don't like Tobey Maguire?
Nah, because Spider-Man 3. Yeah.
Spider-Man 3.
I know my shit, bro. I dress up as Spider-Man at Comic-Con.
Yeah, I seen that. You had swag, bro.
It was indeed swag, bro. People locked in hard for Comic-Con. It was insane.
Hell yeah.
But yo, honestly. Honestly, Tobey Maguire was my first Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. I love Tom Holland Spider-Man. I think after this next movie, he's definitely gonna be my favorite.
Yeah, he's doing really good.
He's doing great, bro. This new movie's gonna be insane. But I've always had a soft spot for Andrew Garfield Spider-Man. Really?
Nah, I don't. I find it's boring, man.
Really? Okay, Clara agrees with me. Clara just wants him.
But I do.
She does want him.
Who doesn't?
You
Marla
like Andrew.
Also likes him too. So. But that's not the point. Doesn't matter. I don't give a shit. All right. But yo, Andrew Garfield's cool. I have to admit, Amazing Spider-Man 2 did disappoint. I found out what disappointment was when I watched The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Exactly.
I just really wanted to like it, and it was like being, it's like forcing a relationship.
Yeah, exactly,
I was like, I really want to like this movie, but I'm like, fuck, man, it sucked. But, however, Tom Holland Spider-Man does get a bad rep. Spider-Boy Jr. But, you know, I really like Homecoming. It's actually one of my comfort movies.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's definitely one of my favorite movies for sure.
It was honestly very good. And No Way Home, too.
No Way Home was good.
Dude, the theatrical release for that movie.
It was amazing.
I pre-ordered my tickets like a month in advance. Yo, it was insane.
Are you going to watch the one that's coming out soon?
Dude, I bought my tickets like 2 weeks ago. I couldn't.
Hell yeah, okay, bro. There you go.
My main theater is Cineplex. Catch me if you're ever there, all right, bro? Because I'm always there.
Me too, bro. Me too.
Glenn LaValle?
Shout out.
Dude, I swear to God, when I went to go order my tickets, everything was sold out. Sold out, bro.
Damn, that's crazy, bro.
The 4 p.m.
That's insane.
The 11. Dude, no one goes at 11 p.m., bro. Nobody, I went bro. Twice to. I went to go watch The Batman at 11 p.m. That shit ended at 2 in the morning. It was rough. But
was it a good movie?
It was an amazing movie.
There you go.
But I almost fell asleep because, once again, 3 hours.
I fall asleep in movie theaters a lot. That's like a problem I have. Like, once I get like tired and shit, I just fall asleep.
I did that when I wanted to watch Dune for the second time. Dune
you
2.
Fell asleep, yeah.
The second time, yeah. But I went to go to the Forum. There was like the night size theater seats, and like they reclined.
Yeah,
everything.
You got comfortable, fell asleep.
Oh, dude, there was seat warmers too. I knocked out within like 20 minutes, and
yeah.
My boy wakes me up and was like, yo, the movie's over. I was like, oh, shit, never mind.
Yeah.
But yo, Brand New Day, the new Spider-Man movie, is going to be insane.
I swear
to God, if he shows up in the black suit, I'm not ashamed to admit it. I will cry. I will dead ass cry. I will post that shit on my story. I don't give a shit. I don't care. I'm actually debating whether I want to show up as Spider, if I want to pull up in the costume.
At the theater? You should, bro.
You probably
won't be the only person that does it, too.
I low-key want to recreate that one meme of the guy working at the theater. Say, oh, what movie are you here to watch? And it's just me wearing Spider.
Yeah. I'll go with you, bro. I'll do it with you.
Fuck, bro. But, yo, I don't know how I managed to get 2 tickets from you, my boy. Bro, low-key, there was, like, 2 seats left. Just, like, dead center. I was like, they're calling to me.
Yeah, it's like call from God. It's
screw
perfect.
It, bro. Ultra EVX cost me like $70. I don't care.
Oh,
I need to watch. Dude, I'm like, I had
we
to.
Need to watch this
dude movie. And I took a whole week off to watch this fucking movie. I don't give a shit.
There you go. That's how you get her done.
It's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be a mid. But yo, besides Spider-Man, do you have any other favorite movies?
I mean, it really depends. Like, when it comes to like favorite movies, not really. I don't really have a favorite movie other than like Spider-Man, but there are definitely some good. You ever watch do you know what The Maze Runner is?
Of course.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Which one though? One, two, or three?
First one's definitely the best one.
Yeah, guaranteed.
But all of them are good. I like them.
The
all.
Ending really messed me up though.
Yeah.
Chuck dies.
Yeah.
Sorry, spoilers.
Yeah.
But it's been 12 years. I don't give a shit.
R.I.P. Right. bro.
R.I.P. the little fat kid, bro.
Yeah, R.I.P.
It's always be like that,
bro. R.I.P. the little bro. That's a great movie though. That's definitely one of my, when it comes like out of like superheroes, that's definitely like my favorite movie of all time.
I feel you. Amazing. And then they also got the guy with the eyebrows.
Yeah,
he's in The Bear. He doesn't have as much eyebrows now, but he's pretty cool.
Yeah, he is cool.
He's pretty neat, honestly, bro. I've said this multiple times. I love Django Unchained.
Never heard of it.
Tarantino.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro. I've never heard of it.
Oh, Jamie Foxx.
Okay, I know Jamie Foxx.
Okay, yeah, he plays a bounty hunter. And Leonardo DiCaprio's in it. He owns, like, slaves, and they have to save his wife. It's insane. It's a crazy movie.
Oh, my God, dude.
It's a great
movie. Jesus. You like movies? You watch a lot of movies?
Of course.
Yeah. See, I don't.
I love that shit.
That's good.
Now, one of my favorite comfort movies is being used against me. It's got a movie called Enter Galactic. It's with Kid Cudi. No? Really? Do we not know movies?
Kid Cudi is in a movie?
He made the movie.
He made the movie?
It's on Netflix. It's actually very good. It's actually really good.
I'll watch it tonight.
It's like your basic rom-com, but I like it because the art's amazing. It's very, what do you call it? Beyond Into the Spider-Verse coded.
Yeah.
Very, like, different animation style.
Yeah,
but cool. I like animated stuff.
You watched the new Spider-Noir?
Of course.
That was good. I watched it with Chase, whole thing.
Black and white or color?
Black and white. We watched it in black and white.
You know what? You missed out because it's very well lit. I like.
You think
it.
So?
It,
yeah.
I watched them both.
I seen like a preview of it of like in color, and it definitely popped. It definitely
it's
popped.
Very good. Honestly, yeah. I honestly when you could think about it, Amazon has the best selection when it comes to shows,
movies, and shows. Yeah, Prime. You Netflix. Don't think movies? You like Netflix?
Netflix is very hit or miss. Back in the day, yeah, dude, they had Stranger Things. They had some crazy shit. They had
everything, man.
And then they started being weird. There was like this. I remember I stopped like locking in with Netflix stuff besides Intergalactic because they had this one show called Cuties, and I saw memes about it. I was like, there's no way this is real. And after I looked it up, I was like, oh, this is real. I'm like, and I'm not even gonna say what it's about. Just no, it's weird with kids, and it's
weird. whoa,
what? I know. That's what I mean. I'm like, someone approved of this, and said, yeah, you know, this is fire. We're gonna want 3 seasons of this. There's no 3 seasons. There's only 1 season. But Amazon's got some crazy stuff. They got Fallout.
Yeah,
Fallout's insane.
I haven't watched it yet.
You ever played the games?
Yeah, on my phone. On my phone.
Fallout Shelter. Yeah. Okay, yo. I wish you were tapped in with Fallout because they just announced 3 new games in the Fallout series, and I went fucking ballistic today, and it was amazing.
Well, there you go, bro. You're tapping me in.
Dude, New Vegas remaster is gonna go crazy, bro. I'm rubbing my hands like I have malicious intent. I don't have malicious intent. I'm just gonna be very. I'm just not gonna go to school. I'm gonna give a shit. Not the point. And they also got Invincible.
Yeah.
Invincible is a crazy show.
Haven't watched that either.
Oh my fucking
I seen it on like TikTok and like Instagram and shit, but I've never really like watched it. So I mean, I'm not big into shows like that. I kind of just like listen to music and do my own thing, you know. But no, I'm not really big into movies.
I'm so disappointed.
He's disappointed. I'm head down disappointed.
Head down, bro. We gotta get you tapped in, bro. However, let's talk about more of your music per se. So yo, talk to us about the last 2 songs that we just played.
So I mean, what do you really want me to tell you about the
songs?
What was
like the process behind it?
Well, I mean, so me and Chase kind of just went to the stew. We were chilling, we were looking through beats. We looked through beats for like a whole hour. We couldn't really find nothing, and then we found that. We hopped on it, and I did mine. And our original plan was to do one feature on one of my songs, and then I'll feature on one of his. So that's what we did. The one that you had played, that's mine. And then Dirty Fanta, I don't know if you're gonna play it after, but Dirty Fanta, that's me and him. So our plan was to kind of just do a feature on both of our songs for each other, and it worked out. You know, it took us a long time. We were up till like 8 in the morning at the stew, just grinding, making the songs, and it turned out pretty good. I think they're pretty fire.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I like them.
Thank you. They're really cool. Thank you.
I like the melodic parts too.
Thank you.
But yo, honestly, man, what can we expect from your future music?
Lots of more melodic music, I'd say. I'm trying to get tapped in, start doing more shows, and then trying to promo my music a lot more. A lot of music is coming soon. I have a lot in the vault. I've been pushing a lot of music. I've just been recording. I've been doing really good. I'm just going to keep pushing it, keep looking for better opportunities like this, and then we're just going to go from there. I'm letting the wind take me.
I like that. Thank you so much, man. But yo, have you ever performed live before?
No, actually, I haven't.
Ooh.
I haven't, not yet.
When can we expect that? Soon, hopefully?
Hopefully soon.
Honestly, bro, best Around thing August. To do, just do your own show.
Yeah.
Do your own show, invite a few friends.
Yeah.
Start off small.
Yeah, see, I've done that, but I don't really, like, count it like that, you know what I mean? But, like, if we're counting that, then yeah, but not yet, like, actual venues and, like, promoters and shows, I haven't yet, but it's coming soon. We're in talks, it's coming soon.
It's gonna be awesome.
It's coming.
It's gonna be cool. Are you, like, kind of nervous to perform live?
Not really, I'm kind of hype. I want everybody to hear my sound and, like, you know, hear the new sound of, like, my type of music, because I've asked around and, like, I'll ask you, who do you think I sound like when it comes to my music? Who do you think I'm the most, like, compared to? Like, who do you think I sound like?
Morgan Wallen.
No, Morgan Wallen, no, yeah. Yeah.
No,
but that's
no.
what I mean. I find, like, I found, like, my own sound, and I'm doing good with my own sound, so I want people to hear it, you know what I mean? I'm going to try pushing it out more, and we'll see where it goes.
Honestly, yeah, just... Honestly, the best advice I can give you, post everything.
Yeah.
Post... Well, okay, not everything, but post like the progress, and I think that's like the best thing you could do, because honestly, people are gonna want to see you evolve. They want to see you like keep getting better and better.
Yeah, I got a crazy visual coming soon. I was recording, really? I was walking, we found a guy on the side of the street. I paid him $10 to come in the visual.
Ooh.
It's sick. It's a good video. It's gonna be I got all the behind the scenes for it and everything. It's gonna be sick. That's why I was posting on my story saying I got something coming soon. I just gotta edit it. It's taking a while, but it's gonna be dope.
What did you make the homeless man do for $10?
He was just dancing in the back. He was dancing in the back of my video, you know, nothing freaky, I swear. But yeah, no, he was just dancing.
How did you ask him, like, yo, what you trying to do for $10?
I just winged it. I literally walked up to him. I like dabbed him up, and we were playing my song on a speaker, and he just started dancing. And then after, I told him I'll pay him for it, and I just gave him $10. Probably helped his week out a lot.
Honestly, yeah, I like that. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, trying to give back to the community, you know?
Exactly, bro. Speaking of giving back, bro, we are actually in the middle of trying to plan a charity event.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we want to do it sometime end of August, mid-August is going to be a bit tricky to do, but we want to do a charity soccer game.
Oh, that I'll play in it.
Yeah, you good at soccer?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at soccer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm athletic, you know.
You're athletic, type shit. Honestly, yeah, I want to get. I want to try to be the announcer to it.
That'd be sick.
Because I think I'll be the only one who like knows everyone by name.
Yeah.
But
we'll get like a list, you know. We'll get like a list of all the names and.
Honestly, my guilty like conscience would really want to get my Mexican neighbors to also be announcers, because I just want someone to just talk in Spanish. And just like talk really fast, and
hell
I think
yeah.
That would be so
that'd be sick,
like authentically fun, and just like they wouldn't even do anything. But honestly, I was also thinking about asking like Chase and Jello if and like just the whole Fur team if they want to do the jerseys.
Yeah, they actually might. A little sponsorship.
A little sponsorship. Get a little numbers. You know, I think it'd be pretty cool.
That would be sick. Hit them up, bro. I doubt they'll say no, to be honest. I think 100%. They'll do it.
It'd be a great
I think they'd
cause.
Be down. Yeah, that'd be sick.
It's a great cause. Sick. Cancer research, obviously.
Yeah.
Good cause, you know. And honestly, just a good thing. I've been wanting to do a charity event for a long time. Doing, like, late night events are fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's just, like, it's fun to do a little shake things up, you know.
Yeah.
See who's gonna, you know, pull up. It's gonna do
exactly, and it's good. You know, you're giving back to the community. You know, it's really good. Like,
exactly,
that's great of you, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. We still gotta confirm it. It's still not 100% confirmed, but it's definitely on the way. Hopefully, if it's not now, it'll be September when things cool down temperature wise. Because we don't want. Yeah, it's very
hot. It's been hot. Very humid.
Hot. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I'm like, do I really want to have just someone pass out?
Yeah, while they're playing. Yeah, that.
I mean. I would make a crazy music video. It was like, yo, this guy just passed out. This is how crazy my songs are. You know what I mean?
But, that'd be insane.
But yeah, no, honestly, another thing that I want to plan on doing is I want to try to get more content-based. Mm-hmm. I want to do like a bunch of rappers going fishing.
I love fishing, too. I fish every day.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you fish?
I fish in freshwater, so it's like pike, bass.
Type shit, me too.
You like pike? You ever try it?
Honestly, I don't like eating fish, but I love fishing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
what's your favorite fish to catch?
I've only caught it once, but it was very memorable. Salmon.
Oh, you caught salmon?
Mm.
Yeah. I've always wanted to go, but it's kind of like, you know, if I was to go salmon fishing, I'd have a fly rod. I'd go fly fishing to
right.
do that for trout and salmon. That'd be fun.
I went to, you know where Port Hope is?
Yeah, I do.
I went there, and we went during September, October. That's when like they go upstream after they get mm-hmm. stuck upstream.
Yeah, it's one of the best places. Port Hope is one
yeah.
of the best places for salmon.
Very weird people, but it
lots
was...
Lots of people.
Yeah, like they didn't really like us for some reason, but... It was still very cool. Very
hell yeah.
original experience. We went with original people. Shout out John. Shout out John. Oh, we got kicked out like 2 bars. That was very awesome. Very fun. I'm never going to forget it. We slept in like a trailer. Not even a trailer. It was like, we call those like vans that are like kind of like trailers. You know what I'm talking about? But it's like one of those, it's like those small
campers.
Campers, yeah. It was the small ones, and we were like 12 guys. I slept on a chair. Yeah. It was me. Actually, I don't think we were 12. We might have been like 8. We were like, okay, me, Alex, Matthew, his dad, his friend, Nick. Okay, no, we were 6. All right. But like, it was one bed and like one.
Oh my God.
Like one bunk bed, and I slept on a chair. The nice. Worst night's sleep.
Was it comfortable? No.
No, it no. was not comfortable. We slept underneath like a fucking, what was it? It was like a bridge, and it was like underneath train tracks too.
Oh, nice.
So
yeah.
like every oh, like, it. What hour you would just hear like the, and it used to be the most loud thing, and John would snore, and like we just, it was fun. It was really funny.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. We gotta go fishing soon. I'll bring you.
I'm down, bro. Shit, yo. One of these days, in like 2-3 weeks, I'm trying to get a bunch of people to go fishing. I'm trying to find like a good pier that would allow like a lot of people to go fishing. If anything, we'll just go on my friend's yard or some shit. Shout out Nathan. He doesn't know that I'm planting shit in his own yard.
But I'm sorry, Nathan. I didn't know.
It's fine. It's part of the lore. But honestly, yeah, I think it'd be cool. I didn't know a lot of people like to fish.
I love it.
There's this one of my friends. Her name is Dreams Grub.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, she actually makes great music. But she also goes fishing. And that just came out of conversation just straight out of nowhere. I was like, no way.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. But yo, speaking of more awesome things, we're going to play 2 more of your songs.
Bet.
We got You Say That You Love Me. pause. No, not me personally, but like, don't like, take dinner first, bro.
All right, right. My fault.
Dre's song called Dirty Fino with you as a feature. So,
yes,
yo,
sir.
Without further ado, we're going to play them right now, bro. 1690, two more back-to-back bangers only here on the come up. Let's get it.
Why don't you say that you love me, yeah? Why don't you say that you love me? Why don't you say that you love me? Red in my covenant's muddy. Why don't you say that you love me, yeah? Why don't you say that you love me? Why don't you say that you love me? Red in my covenant's muddy. Came from the dirt, now it's money, yeah. Came from the dirt, now it's money. Came from the dirt, now it's money. Came from the dirt, now it's money. Back when it started, was ugly, yeah. If they get up, they get bloody. Hit the block, make it rain, stack it up. I wanna go get the money. I'ma put nothing above me. Hop on a perk in my tummy. Vision go black and see nothing. I wanna go to the function. Pull on a hit while I'm fucking. Came in from nothing to something. Came in from nothing to something. Shawty won't fuck it, ain't nothing. Pass me the pack and I'm puffing. Pass me the pack and I love it, yeah. I got a bag and I flip it. I'm stacking my bread, I'm stacking my digits. No, she won't fall, she know I be sinning. I got a bag and I flip it. Why don't you say that you love me, yeah? Why don't you say that you love me? Why don't you say that you love me? Red in my covenant's muddy. Red in my covenant's muddy. I wanna fuck on the body. I wanna get me a band. Shawty won't fuck, we ain't friends. I wanna go get the cash, 200 dash. I wanna go make the money. Shawty won't fuck in the pool. I told her no, baby, it ain't even funny. I wanna go make a band. Shawty won't do little dance. Dance. I wanna go get a rack, throw up a stack. All of my arms will make love. Dancing around in the club, throwing up stacks. I'ma go pull up the money. He wanna go get a 10, I wanna 100. I wanna bag, I don't front it. I wanna go get a 10, go get a 20. Then I'ma run that shit up. Why don't you say that you love me, yeah? Why don't you say that you love me? Why don't you say that you love me? Right on my covenant's muddy. Why don't you say that you love me, yeah? Why don't you say that you love me? Why don't you say that you love me? Right on my covenant's muddy.
Enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, post-rock, math rock, noise rock, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense at 10 p.m. Mondays, or check it out online at cjlo.com/shows/past-tense.
Did you hear that? It's the sound of the Fantasia International Film Festival, back for another year on the downtown campus of Concordia University from July 16th to August 2nd. Fantasia is your place to see the most eye-poppingly, face-meltingly extraordinary films from around the world. And don't miss our DJ spinning live between films in the Hall Theater every day of the festival. For more information on movies, tickets, and showtimes, visit FantasiaFestival.com. And be sure to listen to CJLO and check out CJLO.com for your chance to win tickets. This is all brought to you by CJLO 1690 AM and the fine folks at
Fantasia.
If you're interested in audio storytelling at all, volunteer with CJLO's news department. We'll teach you the ins and outs of audio journalism, no experience needed. You'll learn interviewing, scripting, recording, editing, and we'll support you every step of the way on your journey to producing your own original reporting. We also take a lot of pride in our local focus and coverage of the issues often forgotten by mainstream outlets. Join the team and get your voice on air by filling out a volunteer application form at cjlo.com/volunteer. Or come to one of our weekly pitch meetings, Mondays at 1 p.m. on the Loyola campus, CC430.
'1690, we are back at it again, bro. You just heard two back-to-back bangers from VO, bro. How you feeling, VO?
Pretty good, bro. Pretty good. It's fire. It's fire.
So, yo, it is my favorite part of the night. The quote of the day.
Hell yeah.
For those of you guys who don't know, the quote of the day is where I ask the dear guest what's on their mind, what inspires them, what they want to inspire others, or they can say anything, bro. It could be inspirational, it could be funny, it could be sad, it could be stupid, it could be weird. We've said some weird shit, but yo, it's lit. But yo, VO, what is the quote of the day?
All right, bro. So I'm a big person of God. So the quote of the day is the Romans 8:18. The pain that you've been feeling can't compare to the joy that's coming. That's the quote of the day right there. That's the quote of the day right there. The pain that you've been feeling can't compare to the joy that's coming.
I like that. I like that a lot. Honestly, it's hard to, like, how do I explain this? It's like sometimes, like, you know you want something, but you can't have it right away.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you want the success, but you see it, but you can't, you can only grasp it.
Exactly. Everything happens for a reason, I believe so. You know, where you're at right now, if you're going through a tough time, and, you know, it doesn't compare to the joy that's coming, you know what I mean? It goes down, then it goes up.
Yeah, right now we down, but low-key, yo, I can't wait for the up to come, because it's going to be...
It's going to go up.
Yes!
The come up.
Yeah, the come up, bro. Say that again.
Yo, what? Yo.
You know exactly, you know what that meme is? The say that Fantastic Four.
No, bro. You gotta lock in, bro. I'm thinking of something completely different.
Do you know pop culture in general?
Pop culture? Not really. Bro.
Just like Vines?
Well, yeah, that's old, though, bro.
Vines aren't old.
They're like 10 years ago.
10 years ago, but they're still they're still modern. It's modern art. What's our favorite Vine, guys? The girls have a favorite Vine. It's the Statue of Lurby. I'm about to shit my pants.
What the hell?
Yeah, bro. It's
a Vine. It's a video on TikTok. It's a meme.
Yeah, but it was on Vine.
Was it?
Yes, it was on Vine.
Yeah,
it is untrue. I know this shit, bro.
Yeah, bro. He knows his shit. He knows his shit.
Oh my shit.
I'm about to shit my bed.
Honestly, one of my favorite Vines was like, oh man. You know that one video of that one kid where he's just like, he has like, it's like white durag on, and he's just like, he's trying to explain something. He's like, motherfucking ham.
I think I know you.
Ham. I don't know why he was saying ham, but I love ham. But that, or there's just one where it's like, hey John.
Sup, bitch?
Bro.
Stop.
Bitch.
Ah!
Yo.
But yeah, it's stupid. It's just dumb shit. But yo, Vine, I want Vine to come back so badly.
It should.
It really should. We need
right,
more
we're in 2026. It's like the new 2016, like everybody says.
Well, honestly, not really. I feel like people tried to say that. They tried to push 2016, but it's not the same. 2016 happened once, and it's only gonna happen once.
Every year only happens once, though. So come on, you gotta
type shit. Yo, I only celebrate my birthday once a year.
Exactly.
I said that to a girl once. She thought I was stupid.
Who cares, bro?
Yeah, like, oh, I only celebrate it once a year.
She kind of just looked at you.
She kind of looked at me and was like, fuck. Like, do you celebrate it more? Like how do you, like, you turn 18 twice? Like,
celebrate it more.
I didn't like it the first time, so I'm doing it again. You can't tell me not to do it again, bro. 23, bro. I'm turning 23 like 8 times. Don't worry. We getting lit.
Oh, there you go. We're getting lit.
We're getting lit.
Every month.
Bro. Like, I feel like every year I just don't like my birthday. Like, it's just like...
Me too.
Progressively just worse.
Worse, yeah.
But, like, I've only started doing that because someone told me I don't like celebrating my birthday. I'm like, well, you're lame. It's like, well, no, you have to grow up. I'm like,
exactly. Oh, you're celebrating getting old, you know?
I'm like, God, you guys are depressing, bro. I want balloons.
Yeah, I want balloons and cake.
I want Spider-Man things.
Yeah, I
want
to blow out my candles.
Yeah, bro. Shout out to the homies, bro. They got me a cake of myself, bro. It was just me dressed up as my aunt for Halloween. It was a nice. Great birthday cake. It was a really good birthday cake, too. It hit really hard. It was like, that was from where? Dairy Queen?
Yeah, Dairy Queen.
Shout out Dairy Queen.
No promotion.
No,
shout
no
out.
Promo,
yeah.
Dairy Queen. Bro. One day we're gonna get like whose birthday is coming up next? It's Mario's, right? We gotta get a cake of Mario of just what's a funny picture we have of Mario? We have a lot. Last year, here's a funny little anecdote. My leg was in his mother's fridge freezer, but like okay, here's the thing. Let me elaborate. For his birthday, I got him. There's this stupid photo of me being resuscitated. By him. I pretend to be passed out and he's just there just like smiling, but I'm just like passed out. So I put that on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
And my leg was just like there were still leftover pieces of the cake.
So your leg was
leg was just in the cake, and like I saw him and his mom was there and she's like, "Oh, your leg is in my fridge." I was like, "Come again."
Whoa.
I last time I checked, it's here, but like, and she's like, No. Like the cake. I was like, "Oh, thank God." I'm like, and I just finished watching Dahmer too, so it's like, oh.
Yeah, you had to double check, you know.
I had to, I'm like, okay, hang on, let me just.
No prosthetics.
No prosthetics. Whatsoever. I'm like, you know what? It was lit. It was a good cake. Dairy Queen makes good cakes, good ice creams, and just not good food in general. Like, I just, like, have you ever eaten anything from Dairy Queen?
Yeah.
I get all of my cakes from there. Cream cakes.
But, like, food.
No. I went see the Dairy Queen in Alexandria, where I'm from. It's like, it's dirty, you know. They got like all of their shit is all moldy and it's disgusting. You don't want to eat from there, but they got good cake. They got good ice cream. I like it.
Thank God we're talking about Alexandria as a place, not an actual person. Because like, this would have been horrible. Like context, but whatever. Not the point. Honestly, like, what's your favorite type of cake?
Definitely ice cream cake. With like the fudge in it, you know what I'm talking about? That's good. It's gas.
Now I'm low-key really low-key. Now I'm really hungry for ice cream cake. Actually,
you know what? Hey,
what's that?
I'm definitely getting Dairy Queen after this too.
I'm down for an ice cream. Low-key, yeah. I just want like something refreshing.
Oh, yeah,
just like something. I just want cake, man. I like a very basic, dude.
He wants cake.
You know what?
Cake.
You low key missed. I do want cake. You
what
low key
kind of
missed out on a really good cake that I made for the 1 year anniversary, dude. Yeah, the come up's 1 year anniversary.
Nice,
dude. Honestly, I think everyone really liked the cake for the 1 year anniversary. Why are you looking at me?
Hey,
like
everyone's
that?
Laughing. I don't. Was it good? Was it good?
It
or
was
what?
Great. Last time I checked, Kevin, you had like 3 slices. What are you talking about?
I don't know the lore.
No,
she was hungry for cake.
She was hungry
she
for
was
cake.
Starving for cake. I was also starving for cake. I had like 3 slices. It was really good, actually. Yeah, it was a good cake. After
he said, "Damn."
I don't want to like say I outdid myself, but
by eating cake,
not by making the cake. It was a great cake. I made the cake.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
No, I made... The only thing I bought was the logo to put it on the cake. But yo, now I'm really hungry for cake. But yo, before we... We're almost out of time.
Yeah, we need cake. Yeah. We gotta go get cake.
All sorts
of
cake.
Where did cake get?
I'm starving for cake, actually.
Me too, bro.
Any parting words? Any... lasting words you want to tell us before we end off the show?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming, bro.
Thank you for having me. It's definitely a great opportunity. Thank you for everybody listening at home.
Shout out.
And shout out to everybody at home.
Yep.
Shout out Chase. Shout out Fur. Shout out all that.
Shout out everyone, bro. So, yeah, without further ado, guys, this is the White Boy with Sauce signing off with V.O., man.
Thank you guys
so much for tapping in. Another great episode here on The Come Up. See y'all next week for another crazy episode. Peace out, boys and girls and everyone.
Exploded from the crying. My drug intake has been alarming. You were say harder than a bulldozer. You were say never was so mean.